The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you an article of interest that appeared in AARP Bulletin, 99 Great Ways to Save. This is the 2025 edition, article written by Beth Braverman, Amanda Gentler, and David Schiff. We will try to get through probably about half of this article during this episode. It's a pretty lengthy article, and we will continue part two with next week's episode. Welcome to the 16th annual edition of 99 Great Ways to Save. We've all weathered some economic turbulence in the times we've been producing these tips. Inflation, rising interest rates, fundamental changes in the way people shop, and now uncertainty about whether and how changes in international trade tariffs will hit our pocketbooks. One thing that hasn't changed, the importance of saving a buck. So, we've consulted with some of America's top experts for tips on saving at the grocery store, on travel, with home improvements and car care, and more. Not every tip will work for you, but we are confident that in the following pages you will find ways to save that fit your lifestyle. Happy bargain hunting. And starting first up is grocery shopping. Well, that's something we all experience and that we all have seen the increase in prices there. Number one, use self-checkout. Self-checkout can lead to a decrease in impulse purchases, in large part because shoppers are paying attention to what they're buying and how much things cost when they're scanning items. Number two, be wary of end cap sales. Strategically placed to capture your attention, these, quote, sales don't necessarily represent the best price for an item. You might get a better price in the aisle where the product is normally stocked. Number three, go for reusable coffee pods. As an example, 24 disposable K-cups of Folgers cost $13.82. A 26-ounce container of Folgers will make more than 50 cups for around $13. At that rate, reusable K-cup coffee filters at $9 for four will quickly pay for themselves. Number four, use your store card and load digital coupons. At many supermarkets, your frequent shopper card automatically registers discounts, but some stores have an additional digital coupon program for other items. Look at the online circular and select the items you want in advance, or do this in the store at a dedicated kiosk. Number five, buy frozen veggies. Do you find fresh produce is going bad before you can use it? Frozen veggies are flash frozen at the peak of ripeness and can keep for months in the freezer, so they're there when you need them. Go for the store brand as well, as those prices are typically lowest. Number six, always check your receipt. Review the sales slip before you leave the store. If you find an error, most often when an item on sale rings up as full price, you can get a refund fast. If you wait till you check until you get home, you're less likely to follow up. That's for sure. Number seven, look high and low. Some grocery stores place the more expensive items at eye level, while the most economical brands in the same category may be on a higher or lower shelf. Don't be shy about asking for help to reach up so you can compare prices. You may be surprised at the savings. Number 8. Try store brands. You can save 30 to 50% off the cost of name brands. Check the ingredients in the store brand's product against the ones in your favorite name brand. You may be able to return an item if not satisfied. Number 9, go to the clearance section. You can find deep discounts, especially after holidays, when holiday-themed items are marked down, including cereal, candy, and paper goods. Blue Buffalo Santa snacks, dog treats, were marked down from $5.49 to $3.49 after Christmas. And number 10, check flyers front and back. Supermarkets often put, quote, loss leaders on both sides of their weekly circulars. These discounts can be so deep that the store actually loses money on them to entice you into the store. And let's move to home and garden. Number 11, plant trees strategically. Placing trees on your property can cut your home energy costs throughout the year, including a 30% decrease in air conditioning needs and a 20 to 50% reduction in heating expenses, according to the Arbor Day Foundation. For the most impact, plant evergreens to the north and west of your home to block wind in the winter, and deciduous trees to shade east and west windows, patios, and your air conditioning unit. Number 12, consider an electric lawnmower. While it may cost more than a gas-powered one up front, you could come out ahead after about 2 years, depending on the size of your yard and the type of mower you use, according to a Consumer Reports calculation. That break-even point could get even shorter if electric mowers continue to get less expensive or as gas prices rise. Number 13, don't pay for your mulch. GetChipDrop.com pairs homeowners and others who want wood chip mulch with local tree trimmers. Enter your address on the website, and the next time an arborist has wood chips to dump in your area, they'll drop off a load of them. You can spread it yourself or pay a landscaper to do it. Number 14, bundle year-round services. Many landscapers offer additional services such as leaf or snow removal in the off-season. Contracting with one provider for all your needs could reduce your total cost. Number 15, leave your grass clippings. Short grass clippings, about one-third of a blade, left on your lawn after mowing can put back nutrients into the soil as it decomposes. This practice can reduce your fertilizer cost by up to 25%. Number 16, install kitchen shelves, not cabinets. When remodeling your kitchen, consider installing open shelves in place of at least some upper cabinets. Shelves are much cheaper and, when loaded with attractive dishware, can add more visual interest and a more modern look than a full wall of cabinet doors. Number 17, buy materials at auction. You can bid on all kinds of building materials like cabinets, flooring, and lumber at local auctions. Some items are new or gently used. Look online for building materials auctions near me. And moving to travel, number 18, stop hoarding your credit card points. A quarter of reward credit card holders didn't redeem any rewards last year, choosing to save them. But holding on to points doesn't pay. Over time, points tend to lose value due to either inflation or program changes, says Bankrate industry analyst Ted Rossman. So, you're better off earning and burning. Number 19, inconvenience yourself. Most people don't want the hassle of taking the first or last flight of the day or a route that makes stops. But dealing with the aggravation often means getting a cheaper fare. If you fly at the most preferred times on the most preferred days, it's going to be more expensive, Rossman says. And number 20, book travel through shopping portals. You may not think of cashback sites like Rakuten or Ibotta as your first stop for booking travel, but they often have deals and cashback offers for hotels, car rentals, and tours. Number 21, sign up for deal newsletters. Many online travel agencies and points blogs send out daily or weekly emails highlighting the best current deals across the web. A few to check out: going.com, upgradedpoints.com, and travelpirates.com. Number 22, take a low-cost tour. Several websites, including freetour.com, freetoursbyfoot.com, and guruwalk.com, pair travelers with knowledgeable local guides for free, or pay what you want walking tours of cities throughout the world. Alternatively, hoof it on your own by using your phone to download a self-guided tour via the GPS My City app. Number 23, be flexible when flying. Packed flights, especially during the busy summer months, have airlines increasingly asking for volunteers to give up their seats on oversold planes. Raising your hand to take a later flight can be quite lucrative, even topping $1,000 or more per person. Keep in mind you can negotiate with the gate agent, ask for meal vouchers or a first-class seat on that later flight. Number 24, eat like a local. Food retailers provide a cheap and creative way to understand a new culture. There's even a grocery store tourism trend on social media that encourages travelers to hit the region's local supermarket alongside the usual sightseeing stops. After all, food samples and even new flavors of snack foods and candy can be as memorable as top attractions. Better yet, pick up a meal you'll probably pay less if you do so than if you sit down at a restaurant to eat. And moving to utilities and energy. Number 25, turn down your water temperature. Dialing back your hot water heater's thermostat from 140 degrees to 120 degrees could save you more than $400 per year, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Plus, the lower temperature can extend the life of your pipes, slowing sediment buildup and corrosion. Number 26, unplug your toaster and your coffee maker, computer, and sound system when not in use. Such appliances use, quote, vampire energy or standby power, which comprises up to 10% of your home's energy use, even when they're turned off. If you have several culprits in one room, consider plugging them into a power strip to turn them off all at once. And number 27, clean your dryer vents. In addition to regularly cleaning out your lint filter, Clearing debris from your dryer vent can help the machine run more efficiently and reduce the risk of future maintenance issues, according to Courtney Klosterman, Home Insights expert at Hippo Home Insurance. You can DIY or hire a pro for about $150. Number 28, benefit from local tax incentives. Many states, cities, municipalities, and local utility providers are still giving credits and rebates for energy-efficient upgrades. Research your local incentives before you renovate, update systems such as your HVAC, or do major electrical work. For example, in some areas, incentives may make a heat pump more financially attractive than a traditional air conditioning system. Number 29, maximize your smart thermostat. You're leaking money if you've only set up some basic programming. Features such as sensors or geofencing can track when you come and go and adjust your home temperature accordingly. Your monthly usage summaries can provide clues for how to save even more. Remember, heating and cooling typically account for about half of your electric bill. Number 30, charge your car smartly. EV owners can often save by charging their vehicles during off-peak hours, including overnight. What's more, if you plan to install a car charger at home, find out if your utility company offers rebate programs. 31. Give up some control. Well, that's hard for all of us, isn't it? More consumers are ceding some power over their home's electricity use to their utility provider during peak demand times in exchange for credit or savings on their bill. So at 5 p.m. on a hot day, your utility company may dial down your usage a bit on your heat pump, water heater, or smart thermostat. Experts say you shouldn't notice a huge difference since utility companies can prepare in advance, such as heating your water or cooling your house an hour or two before peak demand. These programs may be called virtual power plants, demand response programs, thermostat programs, or demand flexibility programs. And get it free. 32. Join loyalty clubs. Many retail and restaurant loyalty programs reward members with freebies like a gift for their birthday or after they make certain specific purchases or spend a certain amount of money. For example, members of My Mike's, Jersey Mike's loyalty program, earn Shore points for their purchases, which they can later redeem for free sandwiches. Number 33, hit your warehouse club midday. Warehouse stores like Sam's Club and Costco typically run product demonstrations, also known as free samples, often between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. most days, says Michael Clayman, owner of Warehouse Club Focus, an industry trade publication. Number 34, maximize your credit card perks. In addition to reward points, many credit cards offer valuable perks to cardholders. The Chase Sapphire Reserve card offers a credit that gets you free global entry or TSA PreCheck at airports, while Bank of America cardholders get free access at certain times to more than 200 museums around the country. Number 35, get help with your meds. People with low income or without prescription drug coverage may qualify for patient assistance programs, which provide free or discounted medications. Learn more about these programs at RxAssist or NeedyMeds.org. Don't qualify for these programs? ask your doctor for any free samples when they write you a new prescription. Number 36, test beauty products. If there's a makeup or skincare line that you'd like to try before purchasing, tell an associate at a beauty retailer or at the brand's counter in a department store. They're often happy to send you home with a sample, says beauty stylist and makeup artist Isabella Canito. Number 37, watch movies for free. AARP Movies for Grown-Ups offers free screenings online and in person all year. Go to aarp.org/free movies for more information. And shop online. Number 38, don't fear the chatbots. Some retailers like Walmart, Home Depot, and H&M offer 24/7 chatbots that not only answer questions about products, but also may provide tips about how to qualify for free shipping upon request. 39. Shop for clothes off-peak. Many online retailers now use dynamic pricing, raising prices during times of peak demand. That means that when demand is lowest, they're likely to reduce prices. Lower online prices from fashion retailers often appear on Saturday mornings or over long holiday weekends. And don't miss those seasonal sales. Number 40, buy groceries on Wednesdays. If you're willing to possibly pay more for the convenience of online grocery shopping, consider filling your pantry on Wednesdays. That's often the best day to get discounted items before they sell out, since more supermarkets adjust their prices midweek, says Stephanie Carls, Retail Insights expert at Retail Me Not. 41. Get the heads up about price drops. Use sites like Honey or Karma to set up price drop alerts. You'll get a notification when an item's price is reduced. And let's move to pet care. Number 42. Get free or subsidized pet vaccines. Many communities have organizations that provide free or reduced price vaccines to low-income pet owners. Ask about it at your local pet shelter. Number 43, consider a pet wellness plan. An animal wellness plan allows you to purchase bundled preventive and routine care, such as vaccines, checkups, and dental treatments for a discounted price. You can buy these through pet insurance companies and veterinarian hospitals. 44. Buy veterinarian medications online. Before filling your pet's prescriptions through your vet's pharmacy, see whether you can find a better price from an online pharmacy. If so, ask your vet to write your prescription so that you can fill it that way. Number 45, rotate your pet food subscriptions. In addition to discounts on recurring orders for auto-shipped pet food, retailers may offer a bigger discount for first-time customers. PetSmart, for example, offered 35% off your first auto shipment, while Pet Supermarket offered customers 50% off select brands for initial auto ship delivery. Sign up for one, and then a few months later, switch to take advantage of another. Number 46, pay less for pet insurance. Many companies offer access to group pet insurance rates as a voluntary benefit to employees. If you don't work for such a company, you may be able to access a discount rate through your Costco or AAA membership. And AARP has a pet insurance discount through Fetch at aarp.org/free pet insurance. Number 47, focus on flea prevention. Talk to your vet about whether using a topical treatment or pill makes sense for your pet. Staying on top of that can help you avoid not only costly vet bills, but also the expense of bringing an exterminator into your house, which can cost hundreds of dollars. And buy it used. Number 48, buy used books. You can't beat the 25 cents to $2 that libraries typically charge at their used book sales. But if you seek a specific title, you'll probably find it on a site like thriftbooks.com, abebooks, that's A-B-E, abebooks.com, or Amazon. Watch those shipping costs. We found a book online on one site for $3.99, plus $3.49 shipping. The same book on a different site was $4.27, plus $1.99 shipping. That's a savings of $1.22. Number 49, thank local for big stuff. For bulky items like furniture and exercise equipment, stick with local listings on websites such as OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace. You'll avoid hefty shopping costs, plus you'll have a chance to inspect items before you plunk down the cash. Number 50, buy vintage clothing in person. While there are websites that sell used clothing, brick-and-mortar thrift shops are still your best bet because you can make sure the item fits and assess its condition before you buy. Some resale websites don't allow returns or have high restocking fees on top of shipping that you've already paid. Number 51, but look online for second-hand high-end fashion. You can save up to 50% on items such as designer bags and dresses, which are less likely to show up at thrift stores. Check out sites like TheRealReal.com and Rebag.com that promises to inspect items and guarantee their quality. Number 52, save with refurbished electronics. Cell phones, laptops, and other electronics have few moving parts to wear out, so refurbished items can really be as good as new. And we're now out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.